Bridget.
So long, Mel.
Bye, so long, Lily.
See you later, Chloe.
Max, I'll see you tonight.
Ever wonder what your pets think about?
Oh, I miss her so much.
She's back!
Forgot my phone.
Oh, I miss her so much.
What they talk about.
Hey, fellas, how's it, fella? Hey, fellas, how's it going?
And what they do when we're not home.
Any plans today?
Look at my plans. It's all laid out right here.
That ball of fluff's got a screw loose.
Max, this is Duke. He's going to be your brother.
Chloe, I got a bad situation.
I'm your friend, and as your friend, I gotta be honest with you. I don't care about you or your problems.
This is my apartment now, and my new bed.
Ah! Oh, Duke, Katie's gonna be so upset when she sees that. Katie's gonna flip out.
It's just one vase. Is it, Duke? Is it?
Oh, that's a shame.
Who's up in the alley? In the street.
Hi, Max. Who's your new roommate?
He's gonna be gone soon.
Hey, Max. So long.
What's going on here?
Oh, my gosh. What happened to you?
So Illumination Studios are building and uprising their brand off of the Despicable Me franchise itself and the Minions and all that good jazz. And they bring us The Secret Life of Pets. I gotta say, about a year ago, I believe, I saw that trailer to this and I said, good God, this movie is gonna be fucking awful. It just looked annoying as shit. Oh, The Secret Life of Pets, rocking out and breaking shit and stuff from the land. Nobody wants to watch that shit. Everybody be a story. Later, the more trailers came in, they started to win me around. I was like, all right, this could be more interesting. Then next, you know, I found out Kevin Hart was in it, and I heard his voice. I was like, all right, that seems like, you know, hey, maybe I like him in animated form. I was like, oh, no, he's just doing the same shit he's always doing. Okay. But let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis here. So we got Louis C.K. voicing Max, who was a little tiny little baby puppy, got picked up by this, I don't remember her name. She only shows up like twice in the film. So it's not important. Excuse me. And she decided, you know, they grew up together pretty much. Now that he's older, they became the best of friends. So one day she decides to leave, and the whole story here is pretty much the plot of Toy Story, because they pretty much ripped that movie off in this one. She brings home another dog, and that's Duke, played by Eric Stonestreet. And the voice work in here, I gotta say, first off, is pretty damn spot on and really good between everyone except for Kevin Hart. And Max ain't feeling this. Max like, no, you sleep on the floor, you do this. And Duke decides, no, hell no, I'm bigger and better than you, and I don't feel like getting back on the street, so this is my bed now. You sleep on the floor. I'm eating your food and all this other jazz and shit like that. So, Max is like, I gotta get rid of this damn dog. I'm gonna start breaking shit and tearing up shit right now and saying, oh no, she's never gonna believe it was me because of the trust and loyalty bond that we have here. But some new stray she might have picked off, yeah. So, Duke is like on his best behavior now until one day they're at the park and he decides, you know what? The dog walker never took that leash off of Max. I'm gonna throw his ass in a trash can. Hey, Max, come here real quick. Come here. He drags Max across the city, throws his ass in a trash can until this retarded, skin-headed pink cat came out and had him as like, oh, what do we have here? Who was that cat voiced by? I don't know the cat's name in this film. I don't even know the voice. But that cat had to been the creepiest looking thing I think I've ever seen. So, either way, next thing you know it, Duke is getting chased by Animal Control. Him and Max start to team up with her. They get caught. Next thing you know, they're in Animal Control, but only to be saved by Bunny, played by Kevin Hart. And I don't know what the pig's name is. Matter of fact, that's the thing about this movie. You're not going to remember a lot of shit about it. I don't remember the pig name and the rest of his crew that was with him. Nor do I know who was voiced by, and honestly, I could really give a rat's ass. They're saving one of their allies until Max and Duke convinces them to save them as well, because Kevin Hart's group, they live in the sewers, and they're pretty much the flushed animals, is what they call themselves. The animals that were abandoned by their owners and shit like that. And Duke and Max pretty much say, hey, we killed our owner. Let us free, too. And they're like, oh, snap, you killed your owner? Oh, hell yeah. They got to come with us. So right when they're about to do initiation, those crackheaded cats come in and be like, why y'all initiating these two, whatever. We stole their collars. And next you know, shit goes loose. These two escape through the sewers, only to get washed out into a boat that was going to Brooklyn. Brooklyn! And this movie does play that song, by the way. Only for Max and Duke to build a bond to where they realize, well, you know what? This other dog might not be that bad. Until Max gets caught by animal control. Well, sort of caught. And then Duke saves him, and he gets put in animal control again. And then it's up to Max now to save Duke and get him out of there, and also for them both to make their way back home. The end. Plot synopsis. And I forgot there's a subplot in here with Gidget, his little, I forgot what that dog is. Is that a Pomeranian? I think it is. I can't remember. That lives across the street. You see her in the trailer, all white dog, little cute and stuff like that. And she's got the biggest boner or a clit rising for Max over here. And she's just like, I have to save him. So I got to get the other dogs together, and we got to save them, which, by the way, I'm not going to lie, I don't even remember half the names. Mel, I remember that was Bobby. The other people, I don't even know who the fuck they were, honestly. They just kind of grouped them in. I do remember Tiberius was Albert Brooks, and that's just because Albert Brooks, people, he plays the eagle or the hawk. Yeah, it's more the hawk, not the eagle. He plays a hawk in here, and the look in that man's eyes, or at least in this a cartoon character's eyes, it was some of the most profound laugh moments I had throughout the movie. At least at the beginning half. They kind of dropped it with them a little bit. Well, actually a lot of it, to be honest. Alright, so let me go ahead and get my negatives out the way. And I've already talked about a little bit of my negatives here. And one of the negatives, I think there's just so many characters that you tend to not care about a lot of them. Like when you get... You got Max and Butt Duke. That's great. But then you get Kevin Hart and his whole crew here, and I don't know who any of these names are or these people are, and personally just didn't give a shit about them because Kevin Hart, like he does in live-action movie, he's overshadowing them all, and that's because he's playing the boss of these flushed animals. And then you got Gidget's group, who, like I said, the Kevin Hart plays Snowball in here. That's the name of the bunny here. And you got Gidget's group, who I'm not... I think I remember Lake Bell as Chloe, which was the cat. And I know Tiberius was Albert Brooks just because I just heard his voice in Finding Dory, so I'm familiar with it right now. But the rest of his crew, I don't know who the fuck they were and stuff like that. And I didn't care neither. I think that there were just a bunch of characters there that added nothing to the film itself other than, hey, Gidget doesn't need to go along, even though she's capable of handling herself. And her and Tiberius, I thought in the little dream sequence they had here where he was thinking of her as his best friend. They were flying around town. I thought that was pretty good. I was like, yeah, you can just leave with them too because these other characters in here, I just don't give a fuck. Second thing is, Kevin Hart is fucking annoying. He is fucking annoying. Like, at first, I was like, I'm not hating it right now or hating him, per se. I was like, yeah, this could be something fun I could laugh at, maybe because, you know, he's over the top in this, and he's kind of playing deranged and stuff like that, but then the longer goes on, it's like, no, he's not playing deranged, he's just loudmouth-ass Kevin Hart as he is, like, and Think Like a Man too or something, and it's like, somebody shut him the fuck up, please. That man is just, I don't know if people tell him to do this or not, but that man is like a child with ADD or something like that. It feels like he just wants to take command over the screen and just take command in every scene he is. And it's like, dude, you're not fucking funny enough to do that at all. Especially when someone writes something for you, or especially when you're ad-libbing as well, too. Because this shit you're doing here is getting on my goddamn nerves. Because let me tell you what his character does. He just shouts. He's shouting. That's it. He never talks or anything like that. He never have a conversation like all these other animals. He's shouting his ass off. He's just loud and obnoxious, kind of like in real life. Or not real life. I haven't met the man. Real live-action movies. I don't have a problem with this. This is the third problem I'm about to bring up here, but I think it's just worth a mention. Most of the reason why I think this movie excels, or work is more the word, is because it is damn near beat for beat a stolen fucking written plot element of Toy Story. I'm talking like from the beginning to the end. Now, that trailer I talked about a year ago that I hated, that is in the beginning of the film. This is no Secret Life of Pets. I don't even know what the fuck they call that shit. It might as well be Animal Story. There you go. Animal Story on the run. Rip off Toy Story. Because that first 5 minutes is really what you see of that last, that trailer that happened a year ago, where it's just the animal, the people leaving, the animals just doing whatever the fuck they do when people leave and stuff like that. That's the 5 minutes. After that, it gets into the story of Duke and Max and of not liking each other. And next, you know, getting lost and trying to make their way back home. Why the fuck is this called Secret Life of Pets? But either way, there's even a fucking car sequence where Max is chasing the car like Woody was with Buzz on top of it. Or no, when Buzz was, when Woody was on it and stuff like that. I mean, it has similar stuff. And it's glaring on the screen, too, that it's just got Toy Story. I wouldn't say necessarily it's a bad thing because, hey, worked for Toy Story. But I think you can kind of say that this movie kind of ripped off Toy Story. Take it how you want it, whether it's positive or negative. For me, it works in Toy Story. For here, for a story itself about some goddamn animals, it works here for me as well, too. Let's go into some positive. The voice work in here, I thought was great. This is probably Illumination Studios' best film. I can't stand them goddamn Minions. I think I gave that Minions film a stream it or something like that. It was annoying as shit. And the Despicable Me movies, I don't remember what I gave the first one, but I know the second one I gave like a rent it to, or maybe a high rent it. I can't remember. But in this one, I gotta say this is probably the best film that they had, because they actually had a story, even though it's ripped off of Toy Story. But the number two thing is, these animals aren't here to be played up like fucking Minions. They don't have that little non-talking segue and stuff. There is some visual gags in here with the animals. But they're almost in the visual sense of, you know, pretty much real life of what we do with animals. Some of them are over-exaggerated, the dogs or whatever, because, you know, some people are fucking over-exaggerated. I'm looking at my dog right now. That motherfucker's got a bling necklace on and shit like that says Galactus. He's got a goddamn name belt. Look at him. Shit. I mean, and he does look good with it, too. The girl's always stopping him. I mean, so it has a lot of that in there as well. The one voice, though, I really liked, other than Albert Brooks, and Louis C.K. was great, too, and you can definitely tell is that dry pan humor that he does and stuff, but Jenny Slate, who was just in Zootopia, and I remember her voice, too, she was the sheep, the one that tried, who was the real villain of the movie. I loved her voice, and I don't know what it is about that woman's voice, because I loved her in Zootopia, and I like her in here a lot, too, but I liked her character as well. She was just pretty much saying, you know, I'm going to fight for my man, but then Albert Brooks came in when she released him, the Hawk, and Tiberia, and he's having, like, fantasizing or whatever, and I love it because when he asks Gidget to free him, she opens up his cage and stuff, and she's like, okay, over the trail of bones and stuff like that. And he's just like, yeah, just walk over those bones. Those bones are nothing. And when he tries to eat her, and then they run. Then when she introduces him into the crew, you know, all the other dogs and a little hamster and the bird and shit like that. He swims. He flies through the window, and he's just staring at this little hamster. And he's just, like, licking his lips at it, whatever shit. And Jiggs was like, he's not dangerous, though. He's promised not to eat any of us if I become his friend. And the look in his eyes, he was picking up the hamster or whatever. He was caressing it. He was just like, yeah. He was like, I bet this thing would be delicious. I mean, very helpful. And then the hamster was just like, yeah, I don't think he's that bad. I mean, you look at him. Look how cuddly he is or whatever. That shit was just hilarious. Sadly enough, that was probably like the last thing they did with Tiberius and Albert Brooks, but man, because then it becomes the Kevin Hart show. I'm trying to think of some other funny moments in here too. I know there are probably a few, because I laughed a couple. Oh, how could I forget? Okay, this fucking cat. I don't know what it is with the animated movies this year, but having some fucked up, deranged looking animal or something like that. Because, you know, in Dory, it was them seals. You got Dominic West and Idris Elba, them seals, and then not to mention you got the retarded bird and the retarded, I forgot the other seal's name, whatever, the retarded seal, they wouldn't let them all. And then, you know, even in Zootopia, they had them sloths. Well, here, you got this damn cat. Now, this cat ain't doing much, but I love it, too. When Duke comes back, when he looks at the cat, he's like, oh, God, what happened to you? And then the cat just, like, gets close to the screen. He go, I was like, what the fuck? Because this cat, I ain't gonna lie, everything that they were saying about this cat, I was like, yes, I can think that too. And I remember when Tiberius agreed to help Gidget, he flies around town, he brings that cat back. And he was just like, he was like, I'm not speaking. And then Tiberius was just like, yeah, he's not gonna talk. And he grabbed the cat by the throat and hung him over the ledge. And he was like, that cat was like, this doesn't scare me. I'm a cat. We always land on our feet, whatever. And then Tiberius told him, this had me laughing. I don't know what Tiberius said. Oh, you land on your feet? Oh, it sure doesn't look like that with all them knots in your head. And that was probably the last thing they did with this cat, too, and Tiberius, for that matter. But that was really fun. I think most of the jokes are in, like, that first, I think about, what is this? It's about an hour and 30 minutes. Maybe that first 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes and stuff like that. The ones that really had me laughing. After that, the laughs kind of died down. And I was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, this is a nice little film. You know, I mean, granted, I'm following the plot of Toy Story. That's all I could think about, to be honest. But I was like, eh. And then, you know, not to say that this is a bad thing or a good thing. I don't think it had that emotional punch that it wanted to have, too. Where they brought up, you know, when they were in Brooklyn, and Duke brings up he had an owner out here, and he got lost, and he got picked up by Pound, and he was picked up by Max's owner, and Max, I think his name was Katie, yeah, that was Katie who did Max's owner, played by Ellie Kemper, and you know, they go back to that house where Duke was originally from, and then only to find out that the from this cat to him, his owner died, which you can kind of tell just by the little, I guess it was kind of a montage flashback that they had of showing the owner getting old and stuff like that, you know. And it's like, yeah, I kind of just say that. I don't think it really cared, because it kind of seemed like the movie glanced over that. Like, they brought it up, but then right after it happens, Animal Control is there, and that's when Duke saves Max and all that shit, and they kind of get into a little scuffle, but then Animal Control shows them, and they get caught, and the next one's on the run again. It really didn't try to go to that emotional punch that it possibly could have. Not to say this is a bad thing, because I still think that families, parents, kids, all of them, I think everybody will have a good time watching it. You know, it's still fun. It's got a lot of excitement for it. Good jokes at the beginning of the film. The ending, there were some things, I'm not gonna lie, I thought could have wrapped up, especially with the whole Gidget. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Gidget part, finding the clues and stuff, would have been cool, because they run into this old dog who, that was some more funny gags they had too here, is every time they thought that dog kept dying, because he just said he knew shortcuts, and he just kept managing to fall off cliffs up, but then something would always save him or whatever. And it was like, oh, either it's pure luck or I don't know what it was. He even had birds like flying him around and shit like that. I was like, he was pretty much the mob boss of animals and shit. And that was cool. But after that, I think whatever the jokes and creativity of the movie had, it kind of just went downhill. Not to say that the movie got bad. It just, that it kind of hit its peak and just said, all right, fuck it, let's just wrap up this story here. Overall, though, man, I gotta say, I enjoyed this movie a lot more than I thought I would. I was actually kind of shocked by it. And I like the time length, an hour and a half, that's good. By me saying, oh, I thought it went on a little too long, or some scenes could have been cut off, I would have cut off like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. I mean, that ain't shit, really. But overall, like I said, I had a good time watching this. I laughed a lot more than I thought I would. Kevin Hart, even though he annoyed the shit out of me, there were so many other things on screen, because, like I said, there's so many damn characters thrown at it that I guess he just kind of, I kind of tuned him out at this point. I was just like, I'm just going to try to forget everything about him on this camera right here. But I think the biggest problem of the movie, and I don't even think the movie knows it itself, is it's kind of forgettable. I'm having a hard time thinking about it right now, really, because every time I think about it, I'm thinking of some better animated films, and that's kind of its problem is it keeps reminding you of better animated films because it's doing stuff that better animated films have done, mainly from Pixar, and it's just rehashing it, and you're just kind of like, well, you know, this movie did it like a Toy Story, but like Secret Life of Pets, even though they're doing it, they're not doing it better than, you know, how Toy Story did or on the same par as Toy Story did. It's kind of like watching the B version level of Toy Story, if you will. Still entertaining, but it's just like, I don't even know why you went that route if you couldn't do anything with it. So, but I think that's probably his biggest flaw, to be honest. Like I said, still had a good time, enjoyed myself, and then I think everybody's going to have a good time watching this. And plus, with this fucking summer, I mean, family, I know y'all just struggling to get to the end. I hear people just going, oh, Tarzan, it's somewhat good, right? I was just like, y'all just trying to trick yourselves, huh? I mean, and Finding Dory is still, you know, whooping ass in the box office, so I'm just going to go ahead and drop a seed on this because I got to get some people in theaters right now to actually enjoy something that is actually good. So this is definitely getting a seed, and it might be my damn third seed of the fucking summer, to be honest. And we're already about to hit midway July. So, yeah, I'm going to give this a seed. Solid seed, man. I think people have a good time. Like I said, I think they'll enjoy themselves, even with the criticism I have for this film. I think you'll just tend to overlook it, to be honest, because this movie, even though it has those criticisms, it's easy to overlook these things. So definitely gonna give it a see it, and I hope to God they either make a spinoff, because we know Illumination loves making fucking spinoffs. If they decide to make a spinoff of this, you gotta make a spinoff of the cat. I wanna see the cat start from a kitten, work his way up until it became this hideous looking fucking ghoulish Frankenstein creature and shit. Make that movie, Illumination.
Discover the secret life of pets.
Be a good boy, Leonard.